Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One more segment with Jimmy Patso, Sunshine gracing us for another segment. I do want to get your thoughts on this.
On the something music that, being played, I love it.
Yeah, I know.
New Order, baby.
Yeah, you love the music.
I saw New Order at Merriweather last year, packed.
Wow.
They're with Pet Shop Boys, packed. Oh. It's funny, we all used to go there in punk rockers, and we had long hair in the 80s and 90s, and now there was Range Rovers and Beamers all over the park.
Now, you tell me you saw Joy Division, then you'll really have me.
Because
they never came over here, but you would have had to see them in the U.K.
That's on Fox, FS1 every day at 5, for Joy Division.
They're having me listen to what album from The Clash? What is it?
London Calling.
London Calling. Are you the Clash fan?
Stop it, Tim, okay?
I don't know, dude.
After the Beatles, they're the most important band could come out of England, ahead of the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Not in terms of, like, the music. They changed how England thought. Joe Strummer and those guys, what was going on with the punk movement that led to the New Order movement, that led to all the 80s and 90s stuff and all this great music. New Order, they have so many good songs. Temptation's my favorite. But
yeah, they came out of Joy Division, and Joy Division collapsed.
Joy Division had one song because the lead singer
killed himself.
It wasn't a happy ending, but New Order came out, and all these things, Manchester, the Smiths, I've seen this happen in
Factory
other people's
Records.
Lives, and now it's happened to mine. But the Clash, movement of the Clash was insane from that country to this country for a wave of music.
Like, Coach, my youngest is named Mateo Strummer Lockenfora.
There you go. So I would,
yes.
I did not know that.
I did.
The story of the Clash, I mean, the Sex Pistols, they had all that stuff going, but they were too over there. Like, the Clash had means.
It's going to change your life, Bone.
Well, and politically, Sandinista.
Well, I wanted to do this first. I thought we'd start here.
One step at a time. Move back to Sandinista.
Police and thieves, lost in a supermarket, because I've been lost in a supermarket the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a very good shopper. I didn't do this stuff. Now
you should start assigning him stuff to watch and listen. You should join in with us on
New Order. We'll do that. We'll just start with New Order. That's good. And, you know, The Breakfast Club. That's good for you for now.
Yeah. Mike Woodson stepping down at Indiana. Thoughts?
People forget that Mike Woodson played for Knight, won a championship, was a really good NCAA, an NBA coach. He went to the first year of the tournament, and he lost. You know, he lost to Mike Bray, beat him, and then Mike Bray went and had a little. That was Mike Bray's last run out in San Diego in the NCAA. Tim, it's all about making the NCAA. Then it's about winning in the NCAA. That program, though,
they've had neither.
High bar.
No, it's just been a high bar. Yeah, and then they won one. I saw them in Albany. They won a game, then they lost to Miami. Miami went to the Elite Eight that year. That's when UConn won it up there. St. Mary's was. I went into Albany to see the NCAA regional. I flew from Birmingham because I saw the Terps. That's what we do. We fly around during those regions.
Been to that airport.
Teams. It's not bad. The best news about Albany is it's close to Saratoga.
Well, I meant the Birmingham airport I've been to.
Not bad.
I've been to the Albany airport, but not Birmingham.
Yeah.
We'll refrain. Anyways. What goes on with Mike Woodson in the end is simple math. They want to win because they come to every game. And I mean, we have the Hoyas and we got the Terps and we've got two banners hanging. They got three banners hanging national championships. But they have some epic, epic fans that come to every game full. Numero uno here went out there and won. at Loyola. Beat Tom Crean. There is a God. Good. Talk about good versus evil. We couldn't get around the back, so I said, drop us off. Ask Greg Manning. We went down the front steps of Assembly Hall as if we were people checking in with our bags and beat him. Guy had a four-point play for me to win the game. Those fans, though, still remember that 20 years later when they see me. Like, they have unbelievable fans. And with that kind of fan base, ask Calipari in Kentucky.
Yeah,
ask
Kansas. Under the microscope.
It's they want more. They don't want. We want to go to the NCAA at Maryland. Of course we want to win the Final Four and do all that stuff we used to do. Times have changed. The Gonzagas of the world are great. Mississippi State and the SEC has changed everything. They have 13 teams that are going to the NCAA right now. 13. I remember when the SEC didn't care about basketball.
Right.
They hired Dan Leibowitz, who became their commissioner. He's now with the Big East.
It's one of mine.
Great guy from Philly, too. He was John Taney's assistant. Like, this is
oh,
what
Temple?
People don't. That's, he was
yeah.
the one like me. Me and him were the ones.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, Taney and Gary Williams were in their own level,
yeah.
highest level. By the way, we used to play Temple a lot. Fun game. We lost on a bank shot to Mark Karcher. We beat him down here. Rodney Elliott.
Mark Karcher, local kid, yeah.
Love noodles. So, what do you do if you're Indiana? Who are you going to get? Brad Stevens doesn't want to coach. He turned down Notre Dame's $10 million. Sorry if I let that out there, but Brad Stevens has a great job. He doesn't want to coach because he's the president of an NBA team. Nobody wants to go back from the NBA to the NCAA. Otherwise, Billy Donovan would have done it and should have done it.
Larinaga? Did they get him out of retirement? I mean, I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Who? What do they do?
Larinaga.
Does it have to be? Does it have to be someone from the program? Does it have to be?
Just stepped away from an Elite Eight and a Final Four.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, the culture was gone. No, the culture wasn't gone. Guys wanted more money, and you better answer a lot of phone calls and have a general manager and all that. Who should take Indiana? I don't know the answer to that. And Tom Crean's a buddy of mine. He'll tell you Marquette was a much better job than Indiana. Mm-hmm. Why? Same resources, same passionate fan base, but much more realistic.
Yeah.
Marquette, super job. Buzz Williams will tell you that. Al McGuire will tell you. It just doesn't have football, and Milwaukee's not exactly Beverly Hills, but it's a really good job.
Good
Indiana,
Bronx.
When are we going to the Final Four?
Yeah.
That's a hard job. Who should they get? Knight's gone, so that's over. Woodson was one of their own who played there and is a very
good
guy.
But do you think it still has to be one of their own, or do you think they're over that? It's just win, baby. We
oh,
don't
no,
care.
No, it's just over that. Who's hot now? But in other words,
Chris Beard?
That's a good one, but he's probably pretty happy at Ole Miss because he's in the best league. Now, the Big Ten's the second best league, but Chris Beard's very happy. Chris Beard's a loyal guy.
Tersh! I'm now the class clown. I lost my gold star.
Oh, dude, yeah, that's stare by Jimmy.
He's done with this. He doesn't want to deal with.
Oh
it.
No, I'm just being facetious.
He's a defensive coach, which they like out there. But then they also want to, you know, Knight ran.
What about the tight
offense.
Shirt guy at Iowa State? Could he?
Yes,
TJ.
Yeah, tight shirt. He's like he looks like he
they're
benches
medium.
Yeah,
they're not having my pregame meal. Those guys are like in the weight room.
Yeah,
I saw that in Milwaukee.
Extra creatine.
TJ's a good guy. He was at South Dakota State, one of our schools. Then he went to UNLV. You saw the writing on the wall that means they don't care anymore at UNLV.
Yeah.
UNLV said, we don't want to join the new Pac-12. Why?
I think they're content being mediocre in the Mountain West.
Yeah, they're working.
I like fading them at home.
You know what it is? Because they want to focus on their academics.
Yes.
We are an academic institution. You're in Vegas 1 minute from the airport when you land. Cut it out. Okay. And they do have a great hospitality, second to Cornell. Cornell has the best hospitality school. They have the second.
Well,
and these things
hotels.
And more yeah. don't matter in Indiana. We want good guys that want to win. You have to work the transfer portal. But what really happened in Indiana? What really happened in Indiana? What didn't Mike Woodson do that they want him always to do
win.
At Indiana? No, second to win.
Beat Purdue?
No.
Mm. Throw chairs?
Don't they have some pretty good players in that state?
Yeah. Oh, I never recruited
get
in state.
Mr.
Yeah.
Basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. Bobby Knight always did that.
Oh, strangle kids and throw chairs. That's not the answer.
Growing up now, Kenneth.
Yeah, he didn't recruit. He didn't
there's
recruit
10 players from the last 2 years. They've had 10 players that should have gone to Indiana. You know how many went there, Tim? Close your eyes. That's how many. And that's not good.
They go to Purdue.
That's what really does
they got Thomas
in
Bryant.
He's from Rochester.
Yeah. Jimmy, what do you got going on tonight?
Yeah.
Alternate cast.
Yeah. I got the alternate cast tonight. Tomorrow, we're just going to watch hoops. Sunday, We are very excited Sunday because we have the Rutgers game against Maryland.
You and Gary Williams.
Well, look, everybody wants to see Bailey and Harper. Everybody knows. That's what I mean. Everybody knows like what's going on. They just don't want to fully admit it yet. College basketball is still great. The Towsons of the world. Loyola had a big win. They've won on the road.
Towson home next week. I'll be seeing them.
I'll be there.
Let's get the win in Monmouth on Saturday. Towson money line. And then they come home and we'll be there.
We'll be there
Thursday. It's Delaware next Thursday, right?
Yes, I will be there.
We'll spank that ass for the last time.
And then what do you have? UMBC could win it all. The Maryland women are going to make a run. The smaller women's programs around here not really having great years. And I'm just not sure Morgan State, the MEAC is wide open after Norfolk. All these are one-bid leagues, though. The big boys, you got to get in the tournament to win it. But then it becomes, what are your next expectations and how much money you want to spend? And back to Mike Woodson, he's a good guy. We're going to miss him. But, Ken, when you don't get any players from Indiana to go to Indiana, you better win a lot.
Yeah,
Rochester's not a basketball hotbed.
You better win
Rochester,
a lot.
Rochester is not a suburb of Indiana.
Upstate New York.
I really want to ask the Volo question, but I know our time is all screwed. You don't want us to ask it.
Keep it up. Hey, the Wizards did good this week, though. The Wizards, big week for the Wizards. In 2 years, the Wizards, we're going to look back and say.
Triple-double. We had triple-double.
Look,
Kalabali,
he's
Bilal's legit.
Bilal's he's only 19 or 22, and they're heading in the right direction. But Kispert and Brogdon staying to me is good because you got to have some older guys with these young. Bub's coming around. Sar's a little injured. He's coming back. Look, the young guys are the young guys. You're going to win the NBA.
Best thing they ever did.
If they get Cooper Flagg?
Wouldn't that be something? Best thing they ever did. They did it a year late, but getting rid of Bradley Beal. That contract's an albatross now in Phoenix.
Water everywhere, not in ship's sink. Water everywhere, but none to drink.
Yeah.
That would be Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, which is the albatross. Love you.
Yeah. Jimmy Patsos, everyone. He's the best. We'll see you soon. We'll
come back. Coach.
Bounce back. Fall. Well, you know what? Let's do TMI.
Remember, size nines for the big guy.
Size nine for the new TMI boss. With Tim, what you got?
Boss. Best bet, Super Bowl 59.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And next, Steve on time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Super Bowl 59. There's going to be a kajillion dollars bet during this game, and we're going to give you some of our best bets. And I'm going to start with Patrick Mahomes, and I know that this is a popular one, but he has hit this a lot. His over on his rushing yards, which is set at 29.5. He's hit that number four of his last seven playoff games. He's rushed for at least 33 yards in each of his last three Super Bowl appearances. We know that that Eagles defensive front can get after the quarterback. There might be some times where he has to roll out of the pocket, maybe pick up some yards there. I think he is going to hit that total. Dallas Goedert over on his receiving total, 52.5 yards receiving. Chiefs have really struggled against tight ends. No team in the NFL has allowed more receiving yards to opposing tight ends than the Chiefs. Gave up 63 yards to Dalton Schultz in the divisional round. Goedert, he's gone over that number against the Commanders and the Rams. Also, Chiefs play a lot of man, and that is Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert is Jalen Hurts' go-to man. In man. And then, oh, reliable, Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. Minus 110, I think that really isn't that terrible. We know that the tush push is always in play. Granted, this game happened a couple of years ago, but the last time these two teams met in the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts had three rushing touchdowns in that game. So I'm going Patrick Mahomes over on his rushing yards, 29.5. Dallas Goedert over on his receiving, 52.5. And Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown.
I like the Chiefs because, well, I don't like them, but I just, and now it's a pick 'em. I just think all else fails, they're going to find a way to win the game. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to go Saquon under his rushing yards. I just don't think that it's such a big number. I'm not going to take it. And like you, I think a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown seems to be easy money. I could almost, I know it's in one of the ads I do, I could see a Jalen Hurts octopus. I could see Jalen Hurts scoring a touchdown and then scoring on the two-point conversion. And I think there's some good value in that if you want to sprinkle.
My turn?
Yeah.
Just give me Chiefs money line, 17-3 in the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes is 11-2 against the spread in his playoff career when he is an underdog or a favorite of 5 points or less. I like the Chiefs to score over 24.5 points. They've done that 14 of their 20 playoff games with Patrick Mahomes. They've done it 3 of their 4 Super Bowls. I think that Eagles defense is a little more ripe to be picked on than it was, say, 6 weeks ago. I think there's a lot to learn from that Rams tape, from that Commanders tape. And as we know, playing in a dome on a fast track, it's going to be a nice day to throw the ball around, and I think Mahomes will do plenty of that. A couple props I like. I like Butker over 1.5 field goals. Andy Reid doesn't go for every fourth down. Andy Reid's fine kicking field goals. Andy Reid knows in the end he can play better situational football than you. Butker has 10 field goal attempts in his 4 Super Bowls. He made 4 field goals in last year's Super Bowl. I love Samaje Perine over 7.5 receiving yards. He's over this in 14 of the last 15 games. He has 13 or more receiving yards in 12 of the last 16 games. Everybody's trying to figure out, you know, Hunt and Pacheco and what's the division of labor. Well, if you think the Eagles pass rush is going to be a problem, then it stands to reason they're going to be in some second and third and longs, and they're going to want their best pass protector, Perine, on the field. I think 7.5 is a really manageable number. And I do like Hurts over 200. I guess in a lot of places now it's up to 211. I played it at 209.5. I think the Eagles are going to have to throw the ball to win this game. I think the Eagles are going to be forced to open up a little bit. I think Andy Reid is going to attack their defense and play with a lead for part of this game. And I like Hurts, who's coming off his best game in a while against Washington. I like him to go. I mean, that's a low number. We're talking 210, 211.
Beltway Ben Hall.
First, I want to give a shout out to Jimmy Patsos. I told him I'd shout him out. Got Jimmy to. Is the man. Gave
Sunshine.
Me a pair of shoes. He's greatly appreciated. So shout out to you, Jimmy.
He is the man.
He's absolutely.
IA Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right. But the big play, I told you guys this a couple weeks ago, Eagles on the money line.
Ooh.
Getting in a plus money, I love it. I think they're the better team. I think they're better in the trenches. I think all areas, they are a better team. Of course, Mahomes has gotten it done in this game so many times, so that's the scare. But I think the Eagles are going to dominate the line at the line. I think the receivers are going to cause some issues. And then Saquon Barkley, like, it's a pick your poison with them. A.J. Brown is all over the place. But I also like Devontae Smith over 52.5 receiving yards. In all of his matchups against the Chiefs in his career, he's put up big numbers. I think A.J. Brown is going to be a guy that's I don't know if McDuffie's going to follow him around, wherever they're going to do it, but I think Devontae Smith will get some big opportunities. And I was looking at Goddard as well, Tim. I think Goddard's got a good matchup here. During the regular season, at least, every single week you play tight ends against Chiefs. So I think Goddard's a good look, too.
Let the people know again where they can find you there, Beltway Man.
At BH Journalist on Twitter. You'll have a bunch more plays Sunday on stream.
Awesome. All right, coming up next, time for a little bounce back, fall back, hosted by The Bone. It's next here on The Fan.
Let's look back to last night before we look ahead to Super Bowl 59. Jacoby Gillespie scored 23 points off 7 of 11 shooting in the first matchup against Ohio State. He scores 20 or more again. Not close. 6 points. Zero free throws.
Barely played 20 minutes.
Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you said 22, and he would go to the line at least 8 times.
Did not go to the line.
He did not go to the line. Jacoby Gillespie has 5 or more assists in 4 straight games. He does it again Thursday. He did not. 4 assists. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 6. Tafari Kupari shot 5 of 7 from the floor with 12 points in the first matchup. He gets at least half of that, 6. He did not. He had 0 points. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you said 5. Rodney Rice had 9 points off 3 of 9 shooting in the first matchup. Scores double digits for a third straight game. He did, 18 points. Both of you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 12. Derek Queen has been held under his season average field goal percentage, 53.4. 7 of his last 9, shoots 50% from the floor. He did not. 3 of 7. Jason, you did fall back, though. You said 48%. And the Cowboys.
I love how mine are just always begrudgingly.
But why is it begrudgingly? I'm just saying. Whatever.
I got the one. You would almost think I got it wrong the way he said I got it right.
Caleb Swanton Rogers.
Here we go.
Records a block against Texas State.
Mean Green.
Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you said bounce back and he will scream, take that Texas. Canada rules, the U.S. drools.
Oh.
He filled up the stat sheet.
The Calgary kid. Of course he did. He's playing for his country.
Dude, 10 points, 9 boards, an assist, and a block, and he played 30
Canada's
minutes.
Canada's under siege, and Cowboy from Calgary.
30 minutes.
Love it. That's my guy. That's my quarterback.
Jason won 4-3. So now, let's get to Super Bowl 59.
Felt like more than that.
Over-unders. Patrick Mahomes, let's start with him. Over 253.5 passing yards, Jason.
I have not played this prop.
You got to play it in the game.
I do. I'm just saying I don't have anything on this. But, Bone, I think Andy Reid's going to come out throwing on these guys. I think Andy Reid feels like if I can get up early on them, I can make Sirianni squirm. I can make them have to deviate from what they want to do.
Cry baby.
So I'll lean over here, not by much, like 256, something like that.
I admit I was looking at the Lamar poll. What's the number again? I'm picking in this one. What's this question?
253.5.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
I'm gonna bounce back on that.
Mahomes rushing, 29.5 yards rushing. Ken, bounce back.
I'm bouncing back on that. He might lead the team in rushing.
I'll put that down.
Like I don't like the Kansas City Chiefs rushing game, and I love the Eagles' interior defensive tackles. And their linebacker for that matter. I like Mahomes possibly leading the team in rushing.
I mean, he does obviously tend to run more in the postseason. That's a thing. It was 6 rushes for 44 yards, though, against Philly in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
He's hit that total last 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Everybody and their mom is on this, so I'm going to say, Bone, that he does cash my longest rush over 12.5 yards ticket, which I think is now up to around 14, but that he comes in just under this. We'll say 28.
28 yards. That is a fallback. Jalen Hurts, let's get to his props. 213.5 passing yards.
That's
Jason,
going up. Played it at 209.5, like I just said. I'll still say he goes over. I think he throws for 225, something like that. 225, 235. He's going to have to.
Okay, Ken?
I think the Eagles are going to have to throw as well, so I'll bounce back on that.
His rushing total, 38.5 rushing yards. Ken, he hits that.
He showed he could run again against the Commanders. I'm gonna say bounce back on that, Bone. Bounce back on that, Bone.
Bone, I'm gonna say 36.
That is a fallback for those at home.
Yeah, people are playing at home. We know that.
A lot.
Saquon Barkley.
People pull over during Buffalo.
And when we move it around like this, it really throws people off. I feel sorry for those. Because we put the rundowns on our Twitter feed, and so people are thinking bounce back fallbacks at four.
But Sunshine.
Jason, we threw a curveball at him. Sunshine curveball.
The thing is, you can always go back and listen to this segment whenever.
On the Odyssey app.
On the Odyssey app.
Yes.
If you're on the golf course at like 4:30 in the afternoon, you could listen on the Odyssey app.
A little cold today, but hypothetically.
Saquon Barkley, 112.5 rushing yards. He goes over that, Jason.
112.5 is where this thing is settled?
Yep. Looked at it this morning.
I'm going to say he gets 117.
117, bounce back, Ken.
Well, being that it was one of my best bets during TMI, I'm going to say he does not hit that number. I'm going to fall back.
Saquon to score not one, but two touchdowns, Ken. Bounce back.
See, that's a toughie because when they get close, that's Jalen Hurts' time. So I'm going to say fall back on two TDs for Saquon Barkley.
Bone, I'm going to say he cashes that anytime touchdown, but does not get there twice.
That's a fallback. Scores one. A.J. Brown, his total, 69.5 receiving yards.
That's Jason, called the bone play.
He goes over 69.5.
Bone, I'm going to say 73.
So bounce back. Ken?
Let's go 74, year I was born.
Nice.
Okay, nice.
Mazel.
Yeah, don't force it,
I don't know what you're congratulating me for. But.
Oh, the year of your birth. It was very important.
Okay.
As I said earlier, I think the Eagles are going to have to throw the football. I think A.J. Brown could see find some joy in this game. I'll say bounce back.
Travis Kelce was quiet in the AFC Championship. His over-under, 61.5 receiving yards. Ken, he hits that.
Not as good as A.J. Brown's, but yeah, I don't see Travis Kelce being kept down 2 weeks in a row. I'll bounce back on Kelce.
Bone, I'm going to say that Travis Kelce has two touchdown receptions in this game.
We're going to get to that.
But 57 yards receiving.
Oh, 57, that is a fallback.
Well,
a Jason,
is what that is.
I was going to ask if he scores a touchdown, so I already have you with two. Ken, he scores.
Yeah, he's going to see pay. Last game was so quiet. I think we see a bust out from Travis Kelce.
And last one, Xavier Worthy coming off a strong game, 54.5. Receiving yards is his total. Ken, he goes over.
Whew, that's a toughie. Yes, bounce back.
He has 44 targets in his last five games he's played with Mahomes as the quarterback. And I think those crossers are going to be a problem for this defense, just like they were for Jaden Daniels and those guys. I think Xavier Worthy is the leading receiver in this Super Bowl, Bone, and I think he's over 75 yards.
Wow. There it is.
Over 75 yards.
By virtue of that, he's over 69.5 also.
That is true. Yeah.
Hey, it's no facts, though.
Yeah. Coming up next. By the way, Austin Hayes is joining us at 5 o'clock. But coming up next, it was a bummer night for B-more at the NFL Honors. No Hall of Famers. And Lamar Jackson does not win the MVP. Voting was bizarre. Time for some necessary roughness next here on The Fan.
And the AP Most Valuable Player presented by Invisalign is Josh Allen.
Okay. The announcement last night. We kind of saw it was coming. Poly markets had trended incredibly high in that direction. In the 24 hours preceding, Josh Allen was there. Lamar Jackson was not. But Lamar Jackson did not win MVP last night, even though he had by far the best season any quarterback had. He had one of the greatest seasons a quarterback has ever had. But Josh Allen was due, I guess. It was his turn, I guess. And
I guess that's how this works.
Yes, and so now we have a lot of voters, and we'll hear some conversation about that in the 5 o'clock hour. But people justifying what value means now, which was never done before.
What's pretty shocking? Before we get to you, Jason, you put out a poll prior to the show. Did Lamar Jackson get robbed of the MVP by a blank
horse bleep
panel of voters? Over 1,200 votes. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote. This is live till tomorrow. No! 51.9%. Yes, 48.1.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. That's people nationally. That's
well, look, they've got 50 people voting on this. A lot of them are parts of clown show television programs.
I got the list if you want to hear it.
That are here for fodder for their shows and clickbait and who like to get attention for being in the middle of controversial things. I think you've got guys who haven't covered the sport on a regular basis for years still voting. You've got a group of former quarterbacks who have clearly, like, they've made it clear they've been team Josh Allen from the giddy up.
Yep, like Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, Orlovsky, Sims.
Chris Sims.
Yeah, Chris Sims. It's pretty clear where their allegiances lie. I find it not shocking in the least that if you were going to tell me one player in this league who would have the season, the caliber of Lamar Jackson's, who would do things that Lamar Jackson's never done before and no quarterback's ever done before, who would have just one fewer win than Josh Allen and who would destroy Josh Allen in any statistical category that mattered while playing twice as many playoff teams as Josh Allen did, and that he would still lose this award despite running away with the voting from these same people for first team all pro, I would say, well, that sounds like the kind of thing that would only happen to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. And it also, it defies credulity that the same people that overwhelmingly said he was the best quarterback in football this year by virtue of naming him first team all pro said, no, but he's not the MVP. The other guy who's the second best quarterback is the MVP.
That's my biggest issue, where if the first team all pro was remotely close, okay, maybe, but Lamar got 30 first team all pro votes compared to Josh Allen's 18. How the heck does that many votes flip?
Well, I think there's certain people who did not want Lamar Jackson to get this award. And by voting the way they voted, it's like, well, I'm going to make sure that even though I recognize that Lamar Jackson had the superior season, he ain't getting back-to-backs. He's not doing stuff. We're not putting him up there where we put our glory boys, Peyton Manning. And like, we're not, no, he's not. He's three and before the age of 28, that's too many. Completely disregarding the fact that if anything, he deserved it less last year.
Yeah.
And if you would have given it to Dak Prescott last year, you could have made the argument that Dak Prescott was superior in almost every category. But Josh Allen, who won one more game in the AFC than Lamar did while playing in a crappy division and getting an easy schedule?
Yeah.
Stop it.
By the way, you talk about the ex-quarterbacks. Chris Sims and Dan Orlovsky at least had the presence of mind to name Lamar Jackson second on their ballots. Former quarterback Jim Miller did not have Lamar Jackson second. Did not have him third, Jason. He had him fourth on his ballot.
Interesting.
Behind Saquon Barkley and Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that media has changed and landscapes have changed, but if the people voting for this, it's an odd collection. I wouldn't want to have Thanksgiving dinner at most of their houses.
No. What about mine?
We love Aditi.
I love Aditi.
There's friends.
Did you reach out to Aditi for next week? Yeah. I'm curious.
I have not heard back.
She is one of the they released the results of the MVP voting. They did not release the results of AP of the All Pro vote, but Aditi and Lindsey Jones have both come out and admitted they voted Lamar first team All Pro, but voted him second in MVP. So it'll be interesting to talk to Aditi next week. But coming up next, we'll talk to a former Oriole. Now he's with the Cincinnati Reds. Austin Hayes, outfielder, joins us next here on The Fan.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.